accession number 12961, Reel 3.
Mr. Munn, Reel 3.
He waved in an envelope, and I take it that it was his money that he'd made by selling stuff.
And you bought that ornament from one?
No, they gave me that, and I think it was around about the time that I got married. They gave me that and a tray as a present.
So you were on quite good terms with them?
Oh yes, yes. I think everybody was. Yes, they, though they was our enemies, but that time, I mean, the war was over, so we didn't treat them really, I suppose, as our enemy then. No.
Was that the same with all the guards, or were there some British guards who did feel animosity?
Well, not in our camp. Everybody got on quite well, you know, with them. The only people that I did find wasn't very good to them, and it's understandable, were some of the interpreters, which were Jews. And you couldn't expect them to be anything else, because I took them to some camps. Usually we got transport from the station to the camp, but we usually have to march along the roads with them, because they'd only pick up those what couldn't make it. Well, there wasn't any love lost there, I don't think.
Were the interpreters who were British Jews or German Jews?
They could have been German Jews, and they could have been English or British.
Did they ill-treat any of them?
No, no, not that I saw, no.
What was the name of your POW camp at Aldershot?
Puckridge Camp. I think that's what it was, Puckridge.
Is that
it's not there anymore now.
So Puckridge is part of Aldershot, is it?
No, it was on the the arena in Aldershot. It's not there now. I think it's more or less on the Fleet Road at Aldershot.
Did the camp have a number?
No. I think it was either 360 or 375, I'm not quite sure now.
How long were you doing this job at the POW camp for, do you think?
Until I come out of the army, practically.
Which year would that have been?
1947.
So you were doing it for about 2 years?
Yeah, about that, yeah. Yeah.
Were the POWs going out to on work parties?
What, here? Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. What we had in our camp. But then we used to get them come to our camp from other camps when they kind of been graded, you know, to go back home. Yeah. Because I used to take them to Northwich in Cheshire, Colchester, Morton in the Marsh, Nelsie and Blackwell.
Where?
Nelsie and Blackwell, I think it is, near Bristol. Used to take them all various places. Even took them up to Scotland. We used to take them on the train to Waterloo from Waterloo, we used to cross over with the RTO transport to Paddington or what's the other one? King's Cross, all those stations, and I can't think of the station that we went to. Colchester.
Liverpool Street.
Liverpool Street, yes. Mm.
And none of them tried to escape?
No, no.
What instructions were you given by your superiors about how to handle them?
Well, if they wanted to go, they could have gone, because all we carried were sidearms, but we carried no ammunition.
What did the sidearms consist of?
Well, we'd have Sten guns, or some had rifles, mostly Sten guns.
Presumably they didn't have much incentive to escape.
No, no. And they, I mean, those what was going back, I mean, wanted to go back at that time, but we was escorting back then.
What about the ones who were going to the Nuremberg trials? Did you escort any famous ones?
Well, not as I know of, no. You didn't know much about them. You just collected them. They used to come to the camp, and then we would escort them to Colchester. You know, all we had was, say, probably two live bodies and their documents. I mean, as far as who they were, I mean, we wouldn't know.
What was their manner? Did they seem depressed about it?
Or some used to, you know, wonder why they was going back before anybody else, yes. But, I mean, we didn't really know that, where they were going at that time, until after they'd sort of gone, that who we was really escorting around.
Apart from the ones who were going to the Russian zone, did any of them show any reluctance about going back because of conditions in Germany?
No, only those that wanted, you know, didn't want to go back to the Russian zone. I mean, they did make it pretty clear that they didn't want to go, you know. Which, I mean, in some cases, some were sent who didn't want to go.
Did the Germans seem to be very different people from the British, or very much like us?
I think at heart they was, the ordinary German soldier was the same as us. He was called up, and he thought he was doing, you know, his bit for his country.